So Benny from 92.3 FM, I'm at Keswick this Easter weekend, and I am talking with...
Greg Harris. Greg. I'm from Bush Church Aid.
Bush Church Aid. So what is Bush Church Aid, Greg?
Great question, Ben. Glad you asked it. Bush Church Aid, best way to understand it is to reverse the name. So yep. Bush Church Aid is all about aiding the church in the bush.
Yeah, rightio.
We want to see good gospel ministry in the rural and the regional and the remote parts of Australia.
Okay, and where are you based from?
So I'm based in the national office, which is in Sydney. So we began in Sydney 104 years ago, and we have people placed all over Australia in all the states and territories, 40-plus locations at the moment. We're committed to sending people for those ministries.
Yep, and are you a church?
No, we're not. We're actually a mission organisation. So we partner with churches or we partner with other organisations like Scripture Union or something like that to send gospel workers to the rural and the regional and the remote parts of Australia.
Okay, and you're throughout Queensland. What sort of show have you got in Queensland? Like, well, showing?
The closest one to here at Atherton is Cloncurry, which is just down the road and around the corner, about 900-odd kilometres away. So that's the closest places we have here. But then also in Queensland, we're supporting the work at Longreach and Moranbah and other places like that.
So you get the pastors to go to these places, or how's all that work?
It's a bit of a partnership. Sometimes we find the people, sometimes an organisation might find the people and they ask our help. But you're right, we're sending theologically trained pastors on the whole to places to build up the church, to witness to the community and to see disciples of Jesus.
And how long do pastors stay out in these places? Is it a big turnover?
Most of them can stay for around about 7 years or so, and then they might move to another location and we look to try and send somebody else to the same place.
Okay, and Western Australia, the whole of Australia?
The whole of Australia. So we have people up in the northern part of Western Australia a fair bit, so in the Pilbara and the Kimberley, throughout South Australia, the Northern Territory, Victoria, New South Wales, Tasmania. We even have somebody on Norfolk Island, because that's a remote part of Australia, way out off the coast.
Wow, that is amazing. And what sort of aid, if I was a pastor, what sort of aid could I expect through you guys?
That's a great question. So a couple of different ways. Firstly, we make sure that they can be there. So financially, we make sure they can be there. But the other thing is the prayer support that comes with them. We've got tens of thousands of supporters around Australia, and they pray for our people on the ground every day.
Yeah, prayer is a vital part of something like this. And you've come a long way to come to Keswick. Is it something you normally do? Like, how many conferences do you do?
I do a few. I have people throughout Australia who come to conferences like this. We had two on the Easter weekend, so we tossed a coin and I won and got to come to Keswick. So.
Yeah, wow. And it's been a good show. Pretty good.
It's been great. So far, it's been interesting listening to the speakers. Looking forward to tonight when I get to talk about Bush Church Aid.
Yeah, and if somebody wanted to support you guys, how do people do that?
Best way to do it, go to the website, bushchurchaid.com.au, and you can find out what's going on there. Sign up and we can send prayer letters to you, and you'll get our magazine and you'll hear the stories about people who want to see Jesus proclaimed in the bush. So that's the best way, bushchurchaid.com.au.
And do you have any stories that inspired you over the years you've been working with Bush Church Aid?
Oh, it's a fact. There's way too many stories, but the stories of people who have come to faith. I know a lady, Stephanie, in a Western Queensland town. I won't say which one, just in case I embarrass her. But she tells the story about how later in life she went to church and she came to hear about Jesus because Bush Church Aid had sent a minister to that town. And now she loves the Lord Jesus and is part of his family.
Yeah, and the Bible tells us that angels in heaven rejoice when...
over one sinner who repents. Yeah.
So that's really exciting. How else can people say, you said people can pray for you guys. Is there a prayer chain people can join? And
Yeah, so we have prayer points for every day. So you can either sign up and get the hard copy book, which comes out four times a year, or every day on email, Facebook, PrayerMate app, so forth. And that's the best way. The prayer points are there.
And how can people sponsor you? Is that something you guys do? Or?
Yeah, that's how we send people, just by generous donations.
Yeah,
only people from the city.
Yep.
But, if you go to the website, that's where you can find out.
It's all there. Yeah, it sounds amazing. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the local people about Bush Church Aid or your journey?
Just get to know us. Get to know us, and if you want to pray for us,
yep.
Because our heart beats faster for the bush,
yeah.
For the places where there's no gospel ministry. And so, yeah, come and be part of it.
It's a big thing for people in the bushes, yeah. That support. So, yeah, thanks very much for talking with us today. And, I really hope the Keswick Conference is successful for you. And we thank you for what you do.
Thanks, Ben. God bless.
God bless.